Man, you gotta love that intro music. It never gets old. It's so upbeat. You know what I'm saying? What am I talking about? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to SS Bonus number 4. I hope you guys are enjoying these. If you are, why don't you subscribe and give me your house? No? Okay, that's fine. Today is an interesting day. It's the day after Halloween. I didn't do anything for Halloween. I never usually do. Not really a biggie for me, honestly. I just had more candy than usual. But by the time you're hearing this, it's much past Halloween, so it does not matter. With season 2 is going really well, actually. I have recorded 3 episodes as of right now that are ready to upload. So I'm probably just gonna take 1 more week off so I can get a bunch, because I am probably going to make season 2 20 or 30 or 40 episodes, or I may just continue it forever. But yeah, so that's going really good. I'm getting some good episodes in. The quality definitely is better. That is something you'll notice with watching them. And yeah, I hope you guys like the new icon, the new logo for Sammy's Saga. I think it fits it much better. Here's the question of the day, right? I guess we have questions of the day now. I did not know that was a thing. Why is hot sauce a cold liquid? Let me tell you why I ask this. Because me and my sister were sitting at the dinner table the other day, right? And she comes out with this bottle of hot sauce, and when it's out of the fridge, it's cold. And I asked her, I tried to boggle her mind a bit, but she didn't buy it because she's not dumb. And I asked her, I'm like, "Is that hot sauce?" She's like, "Yeah." And then I said, "Well, I touched the bottle and I said, feel that, it's cold." And she says, "But it's hot sauce." And I'm like, "If it's hot sauce, then why is the bottle cold?" And she said, "Because it was in the refrigerator." And I said, "Wait a minute. So if it's from the refrigerator, that means it's cold." And she's like, "Right." And so I said, "So it's cold sauce, not hot sauce." And she said, "But it's hot sauce." I was just trying to confuse the crap out of her because it seems kind of, it's almost like it's just very confusing because you have hot sauce, but it's a cold liquid. Only when it's ingested is it hot. And I find that so weird because I guess it's like a texture thing, how cold, like it's a cold liquid, but the taste of it, I guess, is the hot thing. But if you had like an open wound and you just like poured hot sauce on it, would it be cold or hot? I'm guessing it would probably, don't do that. I'm guessing it would probably burn even more. I don't know, I just thought that was really interesting because if you had hot sauce that was actually like temperature hot temperature, the flavor doesn't change because it's still hot sauce. It's just at a higher temperature and the taste doesn't change. But who eats hot sauce that's hot? Why does it have to be refrigerated at all? Yeah, why does it have to be refrigerated? These are the kind of questions I ask myself all the time. I honestly don't get why it has to be refrigerated. Maybe it just tastes better cold. Like usually eating it on hot foods, huh? Like a nice hot steak or a burger or just meat, I guess. And those are typically pretty hot. So you probably want to just cool it down a little bit. I mean, I'll admit it does taste good when it's cold. I wouldn't want hot sauce. I guess it's more of a spicy thing though, not really hot. Well, I mean, those go hand in hand. I'm gonna stop talking about hot sauce before I look like a dumbo. Let me talk about car washes for a second, okay? I went out with my family today and we went to the car wash, not just like for fun, but we had to go through there to wash the car. And I don't know how much it costed, but I remember usually, generally, and I'm in California just for reference because things get expensive. Here is that car washes generally cost from like $5 to up to $10, really. But 5 to 8 is usually how much they cost. And judging by how long a car wash takes, I think it, well, I guess it doesn't, but you would think that it costs a lot more than $5 to $10 to do a single run of one car through a car wash. Like all the water and the soap and the machines moving and the lights, and all that. I mean, come on, $5? I think I don't know why it doesn't cost more. Like you have all this water, all of this soap and all this stuff. Somehow, like, where, how cheap is this? I guess it must be pretty cheap because you know they have to price it lower. So I was thinking, I was fleshing this out. I was like, okay, if it costs $2 to $3, say $3 for a single car wash, that's how much it actually costs to operate that. And then we pay like $5, right? So minimum profit, but you're still making a profit. How I don't understand how it would cost $3 to perform a car wash. There's so much like water and soap, and there's, I mean, there's a lot of it. Surely it must cost more than that. Maybe they're buying it, I mean, they must be buying it really cheap, but that's like insanely cheap. Like, I will never understand that, how it's that cheap, but you know what? I'm thankful for that. Because I guess it could be like $15 to $20. Maybe it is like that some places. That must be expensive. I like the prices we have here. They're pretty cheap. Well, compared to what I thought it would be, but I guess it's not. I guess it's not, unless it costs like $1 for operating costs. That'd be insane. It actually might be like that because I can't imagine you make so much money off a car wash in one day. Like, how many cars come through a car wash in one day? 30? Maybe more? 50? I'd say 50 would be my guess. But like 50 times average 5 and 10, 7. 50 times 7, $350 a day? That doesn't sound right to me. Because that. Well, I guess that's times a week, so times 7 again. That's over two, almost 2,500 grand. I guess that's all right. I don't know. Why am I looking into this? Because I think about it and I try to figure it out for myself, and then I figure out, I remember that I am just me, and I actually can't figure out these things. So I'm just kind of left here to wonder. You guys don't care about this. Why do you? But yeah, that was just some stuff I was. Just the top of my head sort of stuff that I was thinking about earlier. So, the Joker movie might be getting a sequel, and I think that it's a good time for me, as good as any, to discuss why I like DC more than Marvel. And I know this is a little bit controversial to everybody with neck beards, but I think it needs to be discussed. At least for me. Okay, here's the thing. Marvel is great. Everybody loves Marvel. I think it's all right. I don't love it. I'm not a big fan, but I'm an all right fan. They got some cool characters and stuff. But that's where it's basically at for me, is the characters. I think a lot of them just sort of have that generic feeling of like too much power. And I know a lot of you are probably screaming, well, what about Superman? Yes, I don't like Superman. That's the one part of DC I kind of just stray away from, is Superman for that reason. He's overpowered. But anyways, the point with Marvel characters, I think, that I see that I don't like is basically that they, how do I put this? They seem just too generic and like friendly. And that's just not attractive to me when it comes to like franchises of those kind of things. Their personalities I just don't think are engaging at all. Like people like Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, they just kind of seem too friendly. And I get that they have to kind of be that way because, you know, all ages watch their movies, comics, and TV shows. But I just think it makes it much less realistic and interesting. And I get that realism is not a factor when it comes into making movies because they are action movie, action hero movies, action movies. There's no sense of realism to it at all. I don't feel any real engagement other than just like seeing what's happening. I don't really feel anything, I guess. And with DC, obviously, my favorite part of DC is Batman and the Joker and everything that revolves around them. Before, not for the inverse reason, but because it's almost entirely realistic, or at least much more. It's much more believable. I think one of my favorite things with the Joker specifically is that he is almost believable. Like, you could tell he makes a compelling point in a lot of what he does, and all of the forms of media that he's been in. He has a realistic plan, that he's just this guy that was just this completely normal dude who had a normal life, and then, as he says, it took one bad day, and now he's like that forever. And I think he has a really good point. I think it's just a much more realistic point. Like, he's not like I mean, he's the main villain of a lot of DC media, and he's not like Thanos, which is the main villain a lot now. And it's a very big difference from them because Thanos is much more physical, and I think Joker is much more psychological. And he has to be that way because he's not Thanos, and he has to use words and, I mean, he's a showman, but that's beside the point. I just think DC is much more realistic, and that's why it's more entertaining for me because I can sort of believe it. That's why I like watching crime films and TV shows, because a lot of the stuff you might believe could have happened in real life, because there are some bad stuff that's happened in real life plenty of times. So it doesn't seem that far away. I mean, it might be more dramatic just because of editing, but the structural things, the plot points that happen in DC universe, specifically just with Batman, I know it does get out of hand, kind of like Marvel with other characters and franchises within DC, but I'm talking about Batman and Joker specifically. For the most part, the games are exaggerated. It's just more realistic. That's my take on it. I'm not bashing Marvel. I love Marvel, love Stan Lee, love Spider-Man, love Venom, Carnage, all of those sort of villains and heroes. There's a lot of good stuff. But yeah, I mean, that's. And okay, with Lego games, I think here's the thing that I think about Lego games. I think they're so popular because basically it's like you're playing with Legos. Like, as a kid, you play with Legos, right? And you have to make them like come to life, and you can probably tell where I'm going with this. You make them come to life, you make them fight and battle. All of us did that. I did that. I had a blast doing it because my imagination just goes wild when I can give it the chance with Legos through like a medium of that type. And with Lego games, it does that for you, but what you get to do is control them completely. You get to do missions, there's a storyline and everything. It's really immersive, you know? They spend millions making those games, and I think they do a good job because of that. And that's why Lego games do generally pretty good. They just have to make the characters look fun. They have to make the gameplay look immersive, dramatic. Because it's almost, a lot of video games are just like you're playing a movie, is the way I see it, honestly. And Legos aren't that far off. The only difference with Lego games is that, well, they're Lego brand, but also that because they're Legos, they still have that creative side to them, and you can play it your own way a lot of the times. I know there's like missions and things that sort of lead you a certain way most of the time, But with like the open world ones, kind of like superheroes, Marvel superheroes, and like the new, not new, it's very much far away from new, but Lego Batman 3 or 2, I think it was, and DC Super Villains, Lego DC Super Villains, they have open worlds. They're just more creative and free, I guess, like open. I think that's really important to have because it allows players to sort of just roam around as that character and do what you want, which usually is always my favorite part of Lego games, just because a lot of the times I'm not immersed by, I don't feel immersion from the missions. I think they're very much repetitive, and I think that could be, is basically based on the fact that a lot of them are puzzle-based missions, and they use the same tactics to solve puzzles every time. Not every time. I don't even know if I'd say most of the time, but generally there is a pattern that you can see, and maybe it's just because I'm older, but I've kind of always felt this way. I don't know. That's just what I think about Lego games. That was a pretty random thing to bring up, but this is just the time that I like to do this. I think that's pretty interesting. So, and the election is coming up pretty soon, so if you do have time, go vote, honestly. I can't. I'm 17. I'm turning 18 in this December, so I'm gonna be a little late, but one thing I've also done is I've put ads on these podcasts, on every single one, the bonuses and the regular episodes. And that's just because I wanted to get a jump on that, and just see where I'm at. I want to use that to gauge, just as another measurement, really, because I'm not making money off this, that's for sure. So don't think that I'm turning to the dark side. Oh no, clickbait, even though you can't really do clickbait with podcasts. I guess you could just clickbait titles, but don't worry. I'm not gonna do that to you guys. I mean, I did make a Patreon. That's in all the descriptions now. But once, that's all optional crap. So don't bother if you don't care. That sounded really mean, but I promise you it's not. Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with this podcast. There's a lot of cool guests that are in season two, and I think you're gonna enjoy it a lot. I've been having a blast as far as season two has been going. I'm taking a little break right now because I've recorded three episodes and I kind of need to create more of the content surrounding those episodes. So I'm gonna probably do that within the next couple days, and then I'll record some more. And I've been on some other people's podcasts as well. Those are all updated. You can see whose podcasts I've been on my new website. And yeah, I mean, I've been pretty busy so far. And yes, I do have school. It sounds like I'm doing all this stuff, but my school is online, obviously. And I'm a senior, so it's pretty dirt easy. And realistically, I get out before 12, not before 12, about 12:30 every day. So I don't have very much to do after that, if anything, most days. So I'm pretty set on this. And that's kind of why I wanted to activate listenership support. So if you do want to support the podcast, then you can support it. I don't know how else to word it. I don't really know how to have people do that, but it doesn't matter because I don't want to do that for right now. At least have people try and, you know what I mean. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for listening on today's podcast. If you have any suggestions about what you want me to talk about, you can go to my Patreon and suggest topics for me to talk about, or you can leave them in the comments and I might talk about them. Are there comments on podcasts? I don't think there are. If you really want to do make me talk about something, then you can go ahead and go to Patreon, and there's an option to force me to talk about certain topics, which I think is hilarious. So if you do want me to talk about horse butts or chicken legs, then go ahead, man. You are free to do that. I'll have to come up with something. Maybe I'll talk more about Patreon in the future, but that's just me mentioning it so that you know about it. Not a call to action. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Yeah, everything is going really great, and I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. If you do, give it a rating on Apple Podcasts. That would be amazing. I'm gonna stop talking. Have a great day, guys.